Hello, Paulino. How are you?
Good morning, Nadine. I'm good.
Good morning, Mike. It's Nadine. I'm good. It's almost Friday. Yay. Are you still working?
Yeah, but I got the guys doing this stuff right now.
Okay. Okay, you got like about maybe 10, 15 minutes tops. I'll get you through this as quick as I can, but I still want to take my time to make sure I notate everything, okay? So let me do this. Let me just open this up here. And so, as I mentioned to you, it's the special rate. So it's $299 is going to be to get it started, right? Every month that you are with us, okay, it's just going to be the $249 a month. As I told you, that is the price that you're grandfathered in. It will never change on you because you're coming in at my rate, okay? So just so you know. So I had sent you the revised one that showed the $249 with the $50 setup fee, okay? Now,
yes.
The second email that I'm going to send to you is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So, Paulino, remember, you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system with us so you can track your results and not just take our word for it that it's working. So I'm just sending you an example of how that reporting system would look, okay?
Okay.
Now, your first name, you spell it P-A-U-L-I-N-O, Paulino?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your last name?
Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z.
Okay. Now, the number that should be listed for the business, and this is going to be the best number also for us to reach you on, is going to be the 541-809-8420. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just update that part there. Okay. Now, I'm going to send you right now another text message. So you know how you have the one with my contact information. Just save that for your records, right? I mean, even though I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I still want you to always have my information so that you have it for your records. Okay.
Of course.
And it's at the bottom of the emails too. Now, moving forward, okay, when you have an update, you have a change, right? Let's say you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account. You're going to contact our customer service department. We do everything within our company. We don't outsource it, okay? So there's going to be a team of agents here at our company that's dedicated to your account. We are always available. Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. As you know, we're on the same time zone, okay?
Yes.
So we're always here for you Monday. We're even here tomorrow, okay? Even though it's Good Friday, we're still working, okay? I think our next holiday that we're taking off is like Memorial Day, I think, and 4th of July, but we work like every Monday through Friday. So I'm sending you right now this text message with their phone number. It's the 877 number, okay? I highly suggest that you save that 877 number in your contacts. Save it under local / so you never lose that number, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, company name, how we're going to list it on Google. Do you want it to say Top Quality Floors LLC? Or do you want it without the LLC?
We could do it with the LLC. That's fine.
Okay. Now, also, Google will be sending you a PIN code in the mail. Okay? It's almost going to look like a postcard. The PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So what address do you want them to mail it to?
The 1425 Federal Lane.
Okay. Let me go back here. 1425 Farrell Lane, Richland, Washington, 99354 is what comes up. Is that the right zip code? Okay. Quick question. Is this your home address?
Yes. I don't have an office just yet.
It's okay. I'm going to hide the address. We don't want your address to show up on Google. No one needs to know where you live at. Okay? So we'll make sure that the address is hidden. All right. Okay, now we're going to start going over the billing information. So the card that you're using today, does that card have your name? does it have the business name or is it in both?
Both.
Okay. How does your name, Paulino, read on the card? Is it just Paulino Hernandez or is there like a middle initial?
It reads Paulino Hernandez, J.R.
J.R. Okay. And then the company name, how does it read on there?
Top Quality Floors, LLC.
Top Quality Floors, LLC. Oh, so it all fit? Okay.
Yes.
I know sometimes when the company name's too long, it gets cut off or, you know.
Oh, it does. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had one company I was talking to, and, oh, man, this was a month ago, and their name was so long that it, like, totally cut it. Like, it was, like, weird the way it cut it off. So the guy's like, yeah, it didn't fit all in there. I'm like, okay, makes sense. Okay. Now, same billing address as your home address?
Yes.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And then what's the card number when you're ready?
4312-3170-0570-5812.
Expiration month and year?
It is 0429.
And the CVV code on the back?
923.
I'm going to read it back to you, but I'm not charging the card yet, okay? 4312-3170-0570-5812.
Yes.
Expiration is April of 29, and the CVV code on the back is 923, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So before I process your payment, Paulino, I'm going to walk you through what's called a 90-second voice verification recording, and it's because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise, okay? Now, what it's going to do, it's going to outline the service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you that I will send in writing along with your invoice. It's going to go over the billing date, the amount. It's going to say it's a 2-month verbal agreement. Remember, you're paying monthly. It's going to also state that if you need to pause or cancel it, just make sure you call 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't get charged, okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there's something that you don't understand, I want you to do me a favor and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back, review it with you, and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I also want to put a security question on your account here with us to protect it. You can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, okay, the last name before she got married. It could be the city that you were born in or your first pet's name. What do you want for your security question?
The city.
What city were you born in?
Inglewood.
Inglewood?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, where the nice stadiums at now?
Yeah, for that graduate.
Right?
The hospital used to be right up the street from that.
No way.
Yeah, the Daniel Freeman.
Really? Oh, wow. I know. I've been wanting to check out the SoFi Stadium. I hear it's fire.
Yeah, I've never been there, nor have I been to the football stadium either. So I haven't been
you
to either
have?
The SoFi or none of them, no.
Who's your team?
I don't have a team.
You don't have a team? Okay, well, I'm a Raiders fan. My husband's a Rams. But let me tell you something. I went to a Raiders game when I was working up north. This was like 10 years ago, right? I will tell you that was the best experience ever. Ever.
Oh, really?
Yes. I love baseball. Dodgers is my team. But let me tell you, the experience at a football game, totally different. Totally different.
Yeah, I like baseball a lot. I used to play baseball.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah,
yeah.
We have a lot. Baseball's very good. Very, my nephews, they all play. We go watch their games. Yeah, very competitive, our family, with baseball. That's awesome.
Yeah, my whole entire family also.
Yeah?
They're all Dodgers fans, though. Well, they
yeah,
are.
We're Dodgers fans, too, except for my husband. He's an Angels fan. I tell him he's Lele.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what fan I am.
No, what are you?
I'm a Yankees fan.
Oh, that's okay. I prefer Yankees over Angels.
Yeah, I went to the Yankees against the Dodgers game just about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was really good. My sister and them went. They all went with their Dodger gear. I was the only one with my Yankee gear. And then, sure enough, we won. So, I was happy.
Right? Yeah, I like the Yankees. Yeah, it's okay. You're still my friend. All right, so I'm going to turn on the recording, okay? So just remember, if you don't understand something, let me know so that way I can explain it to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you would like it to read on the first page of Google.
Top Quality Floors LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Paulino Hernandez, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Paulino, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, okay? So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, we know sometimes we might call you with an update, right? And we know that you're like in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the phone. All we're asking you is just make sure you call at least within, you know, 24 business hours. Now, I also want you to be aware too, okay? You might get a call from a company that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They're not associated with us, okay? We are never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $249 a month. And even if someone called you and you weren't sure if it was us or not, just ask them, what's my security question? When they hang up on you, that's how you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Nadine, what does that mean?
Yes, and I always explain this one anyways, okay? So what we're saying here, we're not saying that you can't do other marketing. Okay, what we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so that way we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. That's what that means. So, like, let's say you called us and said, oh, I'm going to do Yelp ads. We would tell you, okay, listen, we did you a free listing on Yelp, but we're not doing Yelp ads, so if you want to pay for their ads, you can.
Okay, okay, I understand.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 28th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Paulino, is your second payment will be charged on April 28, 2024 in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is that number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. Make sure that you save that number in your contacts under Local Splash, okay? Now, if you choose, good. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, Paulino, make sure that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So if you need to pause it or you need to cancel it, just make sure you call 3 business days before the 28th, so that way you don't get charged on that date. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to be doing now is I'm just going to be updating your package. I'm going to process the payment. We're going to send the receipt both to your email, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. Okay? Now,
understood.
The next thing that I need you to start thinking about is how your schedule looks, because this appointment that I'm going to set up for you is going to be the most important. It's going to be your client interview with my technician. And in that client interview, they're going to talk to you about your website, your Facebook page, your Facebook ads, the areas we're targeting, the services you're being found for. They're going to re-verify the information you and I verified, because they want to make sure that I listed everything accurately, okay? And I want to make sure that I schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. So, the latest appointment I have for today, and I don't even know if that's going to work for you, but I have appointments available for today, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. If today doesn't work, then we can look at tomorrow's schedule. You let me know.
2 to 3 works perfect.
Beautiful. Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Now, we're going to be calling you today between 2 and 3 o'clock, and we're going to call you from an 877 number. I need you to make sure to answer all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason we call you, right, and let's say you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or maybe you need 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. I do not want you to miss this appointment. We'll also send you a reminder an hour before your interview so that you know that it's coming up in the next hour, okay? So
okay.
Let me do this. I'm going to send you the calendar invite. Bear with me here. And we probably only need about maybe 5 more minutes, and then we'll be all done, okay?
No worries.
Now, are you doing just strictly flooring right now?
Yes, just flooring.
Okay. Is there any particular type of flooring that you want me to mention? Are you doing just installs? Do you do repairs? Tell me what you do so that way I can notate it, and then they'll go further in detail with you.
Okay. So I do vinyl, laminate, and hardwood insulation, hardwood floors. I also do engineer flooring.
Okay.
I do repairs. We do sand and refinish on any hardwood with stain or no stain.
Okay, give me 1 second. On the hardwood, what was this last one you said? I got vinyl flooring, hardwood floors, engineered flooring, installs, repairs. There was something else I'm missing.
Laminate.
I knew I was missing something. Laminate flooring. Okay, and then this last one that you were telling me, Mijo, what was that again?
The sand and refinish.
Yes, refinish. What was the word before that, though? Because my phone cut out.
With stain color or natural?
Refinish with stain color or natural. Okay.
We also do baseboard trim.
Uh-huh.
And shoe base quarter round.
Sheet base quarter round?
Just put quarter round.
Quarter round? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Base quarter round or just quarter round?
Base quarter round.
Base quarter round. Okay. And this is just residential or commercial too?
Both.
Okay. Now, correct me, you don't have your Facebook page right now, right? Your personal one?
I have a
you
personal
You took it down,
page,
right?
But,
oh, you do?
No.
Okay.
I do have a personal, yeah.
Okay. How do I find you under? Is it just Paulino Hernandez or?
Let me check.
Okay. You're like, I don't know. Let me double check.
Yeah, Paulino Hernandez.
Okay. Let me see if I can find you. What does your profile picture look like?
It's the day of my birthday. I have a Tejana with a dresser and my wife is with me.
Do you listen to Tejano music?
I listen to all music.
Do you?
Yeah.
I love Tex-Mex. Well, I listen to all kinds of music too, right? But let me see if I can find you. Because, so just so you know, when we create the business Facebook page, they're going to create it through your personal page so that way you have full ownership and access to it, right? But no one is going to see, like, no one's going to see your, like, your Facebook, like, your personal Facebook, okay?
Okay.
It's so funny. Okay, I know this isn't yours, but I found one that says, it's Paulino Hernandez Jr., digital creator, and it's this guy with, like, a Tejano hat on from San Luis Potosí. Do you have Junior on it or no?
No, just Paulino Hernandez. It says
in Washington or in California?
It says lives in Washington, in Pasco, Washington, from Los Angeles, California.
Okay. I found you. Oh, your wife's so pretty. Are those your boys? Aw,
yeah.
Cute.
Aww. They're not big enough. My daughter's a small one now.
Oh, my gosh. Does she have you wrapped around her finger?
Yeah. All the way.
Yep. Then they will. Aw,
yeah.
What a blessing.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And then, Mijo, you have your license and insurance for the business already? Are you in the process of that?
I do have my license and bond and my
Good
insurance.
For you. Good for you. Good for you. Okay. And then, okay, the website, you have pictures, right, that we can add of some of your work?
Yes, I have before and after on some of them and other
Beautiful.
Ones I have after.
Okay, perfect. What about a business logo? Do you need us to make one for you? It doesn't cost you anything, or do you already have one?
I have one, but I don't know if it would be considered mine because I didn't pay for it. Some guy just made me a shirt with that design.
Okay.
So I don't know if that makes any difference.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't. Yeah. I don't think it should.
Yeah, I can email you the one I have right now and see if maybe
text
you guys can
it.
Make
can
it like
Can you
a
text
pencil.
It to me? Can you send me a text of it? Or email it?
Yeah.
Whichever's easiest for you. You could do either or.
Where? How would I text it to you?
If you text it to me, one of the text messages that I sent to you, just reply back to it, and I get the text message.
I'm looking for a message from you. I thought I had a recent
one. It could be any of them, even the one that I sent you with the 877 number.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Yeah,
I have so
take
many
your
messages
time.
Going on
I know, right? You want me to message you back and say send here? Here. Send logo here. I'm going to send you a text. You're like, that'll make it easier. I get like so many messages. Okay, just send it.
Yeah.
Should be coming through any second. Now, do you want me to put the Facebook ads for us to cover a 50-mile radius on that?
You could do a little more than that.
Okay. Well, 50 would be the furthest. Sometimes it'll go to 60, but safely I'm going to say 50. You want me to put it at the 50?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then when we're communicating with you, okay, Paulino, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
You can do all three just to have for record.
Okay. All right. And then what are your hours of operation?
From 8 to 6.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday.
Oh, my gosh, you poor thing.
I got to make it work.
Right? Well, you're taking care of your family.
Yeah,
you know what? Let me tell you something.
Friends.
You should be very proud of yourself, and I'm sure your parents are too, because there's not too many, I'm going to say, young adults like yourself that are that responsible. So you should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you. I try to be. Then I do something wrong.
It's okay. You know what, Mijo? We all make mistakes, right? It's a learning experience. What are the forms of payments that you typically accept? Do you do like cash, checks, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, credit cards? What do you want me to know?
So I do cash, I do Zelle, and I do checks.
Okay. All right.
I don't
and
have
then,
company checks about, though, or nothing like that.
That's okay. Yeah, it's just if someone, you know, they just know, okay, you can accept a personal check or, you know what I mean? That's at your discretion, too. You know what I'm saying? Or it's just letting them know, like, okay, these are the form of payments I accept. Let's say later on you start taking Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, or any of those. Just give us a heads
Zelle?
Up. Well, I have Zelle down for you. I
oh,
put
okay.
cash, check, and Zelle. But let's say
okay.
you start doing, like, PayPal, right? Cash App. Venmo, Apple Pay, or you start taking credit cards, right? Just let us know, or even if you start doing financing, okay? Let us know so this way we can update it in the system. Oh, I like that logo. It kind of reminds me of Azteca in a way.
Of what?
Like Azteca?
Oh, Azteca? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I only say that because my husband has a bunch of that tattooed on him, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like the round part of it. You know what I'm talking about, right? But I like this.
Yes.
It's like a clean type of logo. It looks really good. Whoever created it did a good job.
Well, the guy sent me one that he had with that round thing around it, but I didn't like everything in the center. So I told
uh-huh.
him to take everything off, leave the round part. And I told him
right.
I want you to find some flooring picture that looks like it has planks in the back.
Right.
Try to make it look like a diamond. And then in the middle, I want the name of the company. And then on the bottom, I want my number kind of going around.
It's
and
so
yeah.
funny that you said the diamond part, because that was the first thing I was thinking of, the diamond.
Yeah.
When you said that. So that's why when you said, and I want it to look like a diamond, I was like, oh, my gosh. Because that's when I look at it, I think diamond right away.
Yeah, exactly.
Diamond, luxury, you know.
The only thing I did want was the plank to have like a color. You know how they're all black? Like if I could have
yeah.
had some like maybe like brown and then like some other ones like a little color here and there.
Yeah.
But,
it doesn't look bad
I mean,
though. I mean, I like it. It's clean. Trust me,
yeah.
I've seen logos and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're like way too busy. Like it's just too much. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Crazy.
That's why I didn't want something like that. And then, like, for
did
my
a
shirt,
really good
it
job.
Has this logo on the back, and then in the front, it doesn't
uh-huh.
say top quality. It just says TQ Floors.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that.
That. There's nothing exaggerated, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Good job on that. Now,
I don't know, maybe when I get more stuff done, I'll send you a sticker or some shirts or something.
Okay, cool. Now, I wanted to tell you, too, so, like, you know, we're going to list your physical phone number, right? That's the number that people
mm-hmm.
are going to see. And I'm just, this is just an option. It's not something you have to do, but I just got to make sure that I offer it to you and it doesn't cost you more. Instead of us listing your physical phone number, right, we could put a tracking number. And that tracking number is what they would see. But when they call it, it's still ringing to your phone. Now, the tracking number, it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. It allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. If a spam call came in, you could block it too. So it's an option for you, right? Or we just keep it as your physical phone number showing. So even if you keep it like that as your physical phone number showing, let's say later on, Paulino, you decide, you know what, I want the tracking number. Just let us know. We can add it in, and it's not going to cost you money to put the tracking number. Okay? Do you prefer that it's just your phone number that we list, since that's what's on your logo and on your shirts and stuff, right?
For now, until I get a little bit of, like, practice on that other one, because I've never really dealt with that. So
yeah,
I'll look into it and see how it's operated and all that. And then
yeah,
if I think I can do it, you know, without breaking my head too much, then I'll call you back. And
yeah, the tracking number, honestly, is just really just, it's a preference for you. Some business owners prefer it. Some of them don't, because they're like, I have my shirts, my business cards, all have my phone numbers. So we're like, okay, cool. Then we keep it as is. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm always going to give you options that aren't going to cost you more money. Okay.
Okay.
Now, there's two emails, but we also sent it to you in a text. There's two of them that I need you to find, and then we'll be all set. One of them is going to say Google verification, action photos needed. The other one's going to say initial invoice. So whichever one you find first, we're going to go over it.
Okay, I got action. Oh, initial invoice?
Okay, so initial invoice, it goes on to say, Paulino, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email, right? And then it goes on to say, please note that this will be a recurring charge based on what we discussed in the terms identified, right, the terms and conditions. And then it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you're going to click on that, right? Now it takes you to this page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Okay? So do you see where it says mobile phone? It should have your phone number in that box, right?
Yes.
Okay. The box underneath of it says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are text messages, sent to your phone. You're going to click inside that little box because you're saying yes. I agree to get text messages sent from Local Splash to your phone. Okay. Now, the other box below it, what you're saying is, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate. Basically, what you're saying is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. So you're going to click in that little box so it does a little check mark. Okay. Now, on the bottom, where that little, like, orange reddish that says sign in the box next to it, you're going to click in there. You're going to type your name with no periods, no accent marks, just Paulino, space, Hernandez, space, JR, no period, okay? You don't need to put the date because it's already there, and then what you'll do is click on confirm signature. When you do that, there should be a page that opens up asking you to put a username and password. Let me know when you see it.
Yes.
Okay. This is where you go in and track your results with us. Okay. We don't have the username or password yet because the technician is going to be creating that. So within 5 to 7 days, I need you to be on the lookout. You'll receive an email with this link, a username and a password. And we generate the password for you, so you could always update it to a password of your choice if you want. But that's where you go in to track your results with us. Okay? So I wanted you to see this part. Now, the other one that I want you to find is the one that says Google verification, action photos needed.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So this one, what this is these are photos that we're going to need. Okay, and we give you a list. This is going to help us verify you through Google faster. Okay, so from this list, we want pictures of your work tools and or work equipment. Okay, send us a picture of your work vehicle, your truck or your van with the license plate showing, right? Send us a picture of your business license, your business insurance. If you hand out business cards, send us a photo of that. Send us a photo of your business registration. If you do invoices, right? send us a photo of a blank one, not with your client's information on there. Workplace. What that is if you store your equipment, let's say you store it in a shed, send us a picture of that. On this list, send us whatever photos you can. The ones that you don't have, Paulino, don't worry about it, okay? There's a little URL there that says url.localsplash.com/Google. You're going to upload them there, okay? So, again, just send us what you can. This is just to help us get you verified through Google faster. Any questions about this?
No.
Okay.
I can do all these things today, so I'm not worried.
Perfect. Yeah, as soon as you can get them to us, perfect. Now, the last thing to go over with you, today we're going to call you between 2 and 3 o'clock from an 877 number. Just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. We'll send you the reminder an hour before your interview so that you know what's coming up. Remember, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling to introduce you to your technician. I'm going to do my best to be available, okay?
Okay.
And then, but if you're in the middle of something, like I said, and you need like 5 or 10 more minutes, just say, hey, can you call me right back, and we'll call you back. Starting from today is your timeline. I need you to be on the lookout that within 6 to 10 days, you're going to get a PIN code in the mail from Google. This PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So you're going to get that in the mail. We need the PIN code once you receive it. Within 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page is going to be created, and you're going to be in the directories. Also, we'll send you your login credentials so you can start tracking your results. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live and your website is live. They're going to be able to view both. What we put in our terms and conditions that we sent you in writing, always the first page placement, we always say that that can take between 30 to 45 days. That is always going to be our promise. I have seen at times where it's happened sooner, okay? In the meantime, we're getting everything else up and running because we know it's important for you to start getting those calls as quickly as possible. So be aware that we'll be sending you notifications. We'll notify you when your website's live, your Facebook ads, you're in the directories, when you're on the first page of Google. So we're going to keep you in the loop so you're aware of the work that we're doing too. Okay?
Okay.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you, Paulino. I'm really excited. So if you don't have any other questions, we will be calling you between 2 and 3. It's going to be closer to 2, okay? So just be on the lookout for the call, all right? Any other questions?
No, so far no. When the website is done, though, is that where I'm going to go the pictures of the work and all that?
Yeah, so what I would suggest is start gathering the pictures, you know, as soon as you can, of the pictures that you want us to put on your website, and we'll also put those pictures too, like on your Google Business profile. We could even create a little tiny URL for you that you can send to your clients. Once you're already verified, we'll create you a tiny URL to text or email to your past clients so they can start leaving you reviews on your Google Business profile page. So we help you in that way too, okay? Just to kind of get people to read more about your services. And then also, even with the website that we create for you, you have the ability to go in there at any time yourself and also upload photos. So even if it's during the weekend, right, let's say you finish some projects and you want to upload them, you can do that, or you send them to us and we do it all for you, okay? Because we want you to be able to focus on your jobs too, right?
Okay.
So,
yes.
Leave it to us to help you and to handle it, but you also have the ability, you know, we create it that way for the business owner that likes to be a little bit of hands-on too, okay? So we're here for you every step of the way. So your homework is get us the photos that we're going to need for the verification and start gathering the pictures that you want. So when we're creating the website, we're submitting your work on that website. Even if you take videos, like if you took a video of a project that you did, send us the video, okay? Because we can upload videos on there too.
Okay, yeah, right? I have videos and all that.
Oh, cool. I'd like to see those. That'll be interesting. Listen, in the house that I moved into, she got this guy to do the floors. They ripped out the carpet because the people that lived here before, it was like horrible. They ripped out the carpet, but the wood flooring, it's like an older home, but it's like solid wood, right? Like it's like good wood. But le pusieron como un stain, and I swear, like the stain didn't dry. And it was like 4 days later, we were moving in our furniture and we realized, oh, the floor's not dried. So yeah. So my husband has a friend that was telling him, listen, if we're going to do it, we're going to have to go room by room or like strip it, I guess, and then like refinish the flooring because it's really good wood.
Yeah, sand it down.
Yeah, there you go. I'm probably using the wrong words. You know more than I do. But yeah, so sanding it down and then restaining it.
We sanded it down, yeah.
And then what do you do, restain it?
If it needs stain, yes. If not, then we don't restain it. All we do is just put sealer and then varnish over it to seal the wood so that it doesn't
come on, you also, right? So that way it looks shiny?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, I guess. Yeah, because...
Yeah, because you can choose between the sheen that you want, whether it's matte, satin, semi-gloss, gloss.
Yeah.
All of those.
Well, you're smart. Yeah, because the when I'm looking at the floors, you know, like, es como un, like, light brown. Pero le pusieron como casi, it almost looks like a mahogany color. I'm like, what the heck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like a...
It's all jacked up. Too bad you're so far away.
Yeah, well, my in-law lives over there, so he does that over there, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
He does that.
Que le dé el finder's fee, no? All right.
So
well, I'm going
to... license, but yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
well, I'm going to let you...
He's been doing it for about 20 years. So.
Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday. That's awesome. So you definitely know what you're doing.
Yes.
Good for you. Okay, mijo, then we're going to give you a call later on this afternoon, okay?
All right, sounds good. And if
all right.
Works out, whenever I go out to Los Angeles, I'll invite you guys out to eat somewhere.
Aw, you know what? You know what the best gift is for me is that your business keeps growing, right? And that your children and your wife are blessed. That's the biggest reward for me. I say that because I have
Thank
young
you.
Daughters with kids and they don't have the best spouses, but eso es otra historia.
You know,
okay,
mi amor. You
know. No, I know. I just got to pray for them. Okay, Paulino, we'll talk to you in a bit. You're very welcome. My pleasure. Okay.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.